You know, the beauty of this whole thing is that although we do have to deal with obvious injustice in this life, as people get away with lies and connivings, in the final judgment, when the Lord Jesus, who knows all things, will judge people based on the absolute facts, knowing what the true motives were behind the shootings, knowing what the true motives were behind the stalkings, knowing what the true motives were behind the approaches to people parked in spaces that someone felt they shouldn't have been parked in. The Lord Jesus, who will know all the facts, will judge based purely and simply and only on the facts. And in that day of judgment, proper justice will be rendered. In the meantime, look at this. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. And who is it, or what is it, that we are being encouraged to stand our ground against? Christians are being encouraged to stand their ground against evil spirits. Stand against the devil's schemes. Stand against the powers of the dark world, against the rulers, the authorities. Remember, he had already said, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. In this passage, he's letting us know that he is not focusing on human beings as being the ones that we're to stand our ground against, but we're to stand our ground against the evil spirits, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, he writes in verse 12. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Not the belt of deception, the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Not the breastplate of hypocrisy, the breastplate of righteousness. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And not from the mantra of trauma and devastation, but from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The evil one, again, being the devil himself. Take the helmet of salvation, not the helmet of destruction and murder, but the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Praying, P-R-A-Y-N-G, praying for all the saints, having taken up arms. Pray for all the saints, P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y, pray on whomever is a person of color you think you can get an opportunity to shoot and kill. No, pray, P-R-A-Y, for all the saints. Did someone in a dark way take this good clause, stand your ground, and deliberately twist it, take it completely out of its context, and come up with a clever, sinister, diabolical way to wreak havoc on many across our nation? Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that this discussion can help bring about an impetus to turn this madness around, so that people stop using such a good clause for such a bad, diabolical reason. More speaking with in just a few.